Allison Girota, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this September, just when festival junkies are feeling the withdrawal maybe, we have a brand new Middle Waves Music Festival on the horizon. What are we looking forward to celebrating there?
Well, we're really looking forward to celebrating music, first of all, first and foremost. And from where the location is, we're looking to celebrate the rivers. We're looking to celebrate art. We're really looking to celebrate new opportunities in our community. The whole crux of this music festival is to get our community as a whole to really start to celebrate itself.
That's a lot to celebrate, to be sure. Okay, this is a destination music festival, Fort Wayne's first one, as a matter of fact. What is a destination music festival?
Destination Music Festival is a festival that not only welcomes those who are in the immediate area, but also is attractive to people from the region, people from the tri-state area, even bigger cities that are surrounding us, Detroit, Chicago, Cincinnati, Indianapolis.
That's fantastic. And then it's really going to be bringing quite a draw.
Absolutely. We really hope people see that they can afford to go to a festival that is of high caliber and high quality and right in their own backyard.
Indeed. Okay, all things riverfront are trending right now, it seems, and which is a good thing. Why do you think this is?
Well, when the city first was gifted the legacy funds, I go back to the original intent of the surveys that they did were to see what the community wanted to see those legacy funds spent on. And they did lots of surveys and lots of questionnaires. And the one answer that came out of that as a whole was riverfront and to invest in our rivers and how exciting that is. And so that sort of set the journey going. And from there, the excitement has continued to build. That says a lot, I think, about our community as well and just the path that we're on moving forward.
It certainly does. And it really makes it a people's choice, fair and square, but that can really be realized and developed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. That's a great way to put it. It is a people's choice project, really and truly. And there's been so much community input in the whole entire process, and there continues to be. And so in my role with Riverfront Fort Wayne, you know, I went back at the very beginning and looked at all of that community input to see what does the community want to do on the riverfront. And a big piece of that was sort of in the arts bucket. The main thing that came out of that was music. And I think that was another spur of why this festival was so important to get off the ground now, is just to continue to keep that momentum as we wait until the physical structure, the actual physical place of Riverfront Fort Wayne is being built, that there are a multitude of ways that we can celebrate our riverfront right now.
Again, that's admirable, and it sounds like this festival is going to do just that. And like any great festival, Middle Waves is bringing on the bells and whistles. Besides the music, what can participants expect in the way of fun surprises?
What we have learned in this process of planning a music festival is that 10% of music festival goers go because of the music and 90% because of the experience. And so that's really something we hope to make very enticing for our communities, offering a lot of different interactive art installations and river activities, and also a lot of local vendors and local food to really be a community celebration as well.
And a full bore festival.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Now, there is a seeming wellspring of great music in the area. How does Middle Waves intend to tap into it?
Well, there are three stages within Middle Waves Music Festival. The main stage is the national acts, and that is the main paid area. That will include the Flaming Lips and lots of other national bands. The other two stages are completely free and open to the community. And that's another sort of testament of why this is a community festival. It's a music festival, but it's also a celebration of our community. And those two other stages will include lots of local talent. We're looking at both sort of the mainstay bands that you've heard of a lot, Medivari and Heaven's Gateway Drugs, but also some other up-and-coming acts, teen acts, to give them the opportunity to say, I played at the same festival as the Flaming Lips. And that is really exciting for us to be able to offer that opportunity to our community. We hope that they're also equally as excited.
It sounds like a first-class, in fact, destination festival, yes, and fun for all.
Yeah.
This way. So with this kind of scope, what genres are we including here?
We have really looked at the independent music genre in general. So that can range from indie hip hop, indie sort of the alt country genre, indie rock, indie folk. It sort of is encompassing all of that. We felt like that doesn't currently get a big focus from a national perspective. And so that was really the drive for us to bring that here and sort of tap into the demographics that really listen to that music.
And speaking of demographics, who is your target market?
I like to say our broad demographic is 15 to 50 because we really want parents to come to the festival with their teenagers and both have a great time and a great experience. Not that they may stand together in the festival, but they would feel comfortable coming together. I think under a microscope, our target demographic is 18 to 34. It's really trying to also activate that millennial demographic that everyone sort of talks about and buzzes about. How do we get millennials more engaged in our communities? This is a way to do that.
And it also sounds, because Fort Wayne really does have such a broad music base, that you are going to certainly have, well, youngsters in strollers of young parents, as well as all ages of anybody that can get there, far exceeding 50, if they just want to embrace the festival aspect and hear good music.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We hope that it has a broad appeal. Definitely.
Okay, what size army does it take to make this happen?
Oh, it takes a small to medium sized army. Right now, we are sort of filling out the rest of our committees that are doing the work that leads up to the festival. So logistics and volunteers and vibe and vendors. But then we're also looking for the day of volunteers, the volunteers that are going to be working the ticket booths and, you know, making sure that everything's running smoothly and helping backstage and things like that. So there is a multitude of opportunities to be able to help with this festival, both right now and the day of.
You think you have or will have enough to keep everything covered and get everything done in a relatively cool, calm, and collected way?
We hope so. We hope so. We are really getting our volunteers off the ground right now and getting that going. We hope that we can also activate our sponsors and their workplaces to put together some volunteers for us as well. So hopefully that also creates more attachment for their employees to the city and just continues to spread that message of community involvement and community engagement.
For sure. How long have you and your co-chair, Matt Kelly, been working on this project?
Matt has been working on this festival a little longer than I have. He and I have been friends for a while, and we got together a couple of years ago and just sort of talked about this idea of how cool it would be to have a music festival in town. What does that mean? And that's a big job. And that was about the extent of our conversation. And then I got a message from him a little over a year ago now saying, hey, there's a group of people that have gotten together that are talking about a music festival in a really legitimate way. Come on board. And of course I said yes. So from there, there was a group of us that met fairly regularly to talk about this and what this would look like and how real this could be and when it would happen. And sort of tipping point for us was when we ended up flying Amadeo Rossi, who runs 8035 Music Festival in Des Moines and has run that from its inception. We flew him here. He came, spent the weekend with us. We showed him around town, and he really empowered us with all of the tools that we needed to be able to do what we're doing now. And he really inspired us and said, you know, you can't wait for a promoter to come in and do this for your community. If somebody's going to make this happen, you have to make this happen. And that really lit a fire under us to get this off the ground. And then we moved forward all guns a-blazing.
What a fortuitous encounter to get you all lined up and aligned to be working on this festival.
Yes, I like to refer to the group as the super group because it is a super group of people that just by happenstance came together in very random ways. So John Foxworthy had met with Jim Cook from Chase Bank, who then met with Dan Ross from Arts United. And then they said, well, if we're going to do anything music related, let's go talk to Chuck Surak, that's who you go talk to, you know, if you're going to talk to Sweetwater. So they went to meet with Chuck, and that day happened to be Alec Johnson shadowing Chuck for Leadership Fort Wayne. And as they talked about potentially doing a music festival, Alec said, well, you know, I know the guy from Des Moines that runs 8035 Music Festival that you all are referencing. And so immediately they said, well, of course, you're on board now. So, and then, you know, they all said, well, if you're going to talk music, we have to bring in Matt Kelly. And then from there forward, the story goes.
And what a story it is. Yes. Can you quite believe it yet?
No, I don't think I'll be able to believe it until it's over and we can all breathe for 1 second until we start planning for next year's festival.
Good luck on all of that. Now, it sounds like you're drawing up quite a volunteer army and will continue to draw that up. But in the meantime, what can anyone, everyone, if they're interested in this festival, do to help now?
I would encourage everyone to buy a ticket. The more tickets that we sell early on, the more national acts we can continue to book, and the greater this festival can be for our community. Spread the word about this festival, whether it's to local friends or friends who live in Chicago or Detroit or Cincinnati, and really empower them to come and experience our community through Middle Waves Music Festival.
Great idea. Advocate. And also, if you're interested, do your ticket buying now and help the cause.
Yes, absolutely.
Before I let you go, and I know you have lots to do this busy week, Allison, how does a festival like Middle Waves in a setting like our own riverfront speak to the branding and, in fact, the whole shape of things to come for Fort Wayne?
I think that Middle Waves will inspire hopefully all people, but particularly younger people, to be excited about what possibilities there are in Fort Wayne. I always say that Fort Wayne is the best place to live because it is the land of opportunity. If you choose to take that opportunity, you can do whatever you want to do if you want to do it. If you want to do a music festival, then you can do a music festival. That is really what is inspiring about this community, and I hope that Middle Waves continues to inspire that in other people.
Allison Girardo is Director of Programming and Events for Riverfront Fort Wayne and co-chair, along with Matt Kelly, of Middle Waves Music Festival. Allison, thank you for joining me today, and keep up that Middle Wave momentum.
Thank you so much for having me.